The following ABC7 podcast is brought to you by ABC7News.com.
Singing star Randy Travis is a country music legend, and he's just released his first new country album in 9 years. Travis is keeping pace with the way the business is changing these days. We talked briefly during a convention in San Francisco of a music business industry group, the National Association of Recording Merchandisers.
It's a new album. It's a new sound. You keep, I guess in this business, you have to, in a sense, reinvent yourself, except you're a legend. Maybe
I don't
have to.
I don't know about that either. I don't know that you, well, yeah, with every album that we do, you know, and I say we, Kyle Lenning and I, he's a guy that I've worked with on all but maybe three projects in the last 23 years. And as a producer, he and I have talked about what you're saying in reinventing yourself. And it doesn't really boil down to that. But there are some sounds from a production standpoint that you obviously want to do differently within each album without changing what people have come to expect from you too much. And on top of that, how far can from country am I going to be able to go, you know? It's
and you don't want to, though.
Well, no, I don't want to, but I can't anyway. You know, there are people who can do pop, blues, gospel, jazz, whatever. They can just sing everything. I don't fall in that category. I mean, you could hear me speak and know that.
Well, maybe. Okay. You could run for president. Well, no.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Where do you find the inspiration for, like, what we just heard?
The inspiration to do what we just finished, to go up, literally it boils down to having fun, to walk up in front of an audience. As I said on the platform today while we were singing and talking about the new album, I said we have been in the studio, done the first country project in 8 years, and it's a lot of fun. I love going through material, finding new songs. I write, but if we find things that I think and Kyle thinks they're better than what I'm writing, he certainly has no problem with telling me I like this better than your song. So it's a lot of fun, but four of us were going through material for a year on this album, and so I'm very proud of it from a writing standpoint. A lot of great songs. And then we get in, you know, and you, in the recording process, if you were in the studio with us, you'd think these people never go to work. You will see my wife in there sometimes when we're recording her doing this with her watch, killing way too much time.
So it takes you more than just one session? It takes a long time?
In other words, what we usually do, this is the process, find the songs we know we want to record. If you're in the studio with Kyle and I and all the guys playing, you'd think we'd never go to work. And it doesn't feel like we do, really, because we enjoy that part of it so much. And it's a big rehearsal. Some days, let's face it, I'm coming off the road. I'm not in the voice. I don't even know the songs. Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing I know is I can read them, sing them, and these are the keys we need to put them in, to record them in. Yes. Then I'll worry about the vocals later. If we had every song that we wanted, because it's not that complicated musically, we could easily go in and give you an album, turn it in to you in a month.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things that certainly you're talking about here is the way people get music today. We used to have a big chain of record stores here called Tower Records, and they, you know, the thousands of people a day, I guess, would go through there. You don't find them that often anymore. And everybody's got the iPod loaded up. How has it changed the business? How are you dealing with that?
As far as how I'm dealing with all the changes within the business, I'm still actually learning. You know, having not done a country record in 8 years, not releasing a single to country radio and going through the promotional process, I'm learning all this new terminology given MySpace and YouTube and now the process of doing the fan club on the internet, which at this point, I still have never logged on to anything. Probably never will, to be honest with you. So I'm learning a lot about that. Now, the area of downloading music, that's an interesting area. I hope one of these days, this is the only way I know how to put this, I hope in the near future they find a way, figure out a way to actually police everything that is being downloaded and know what has been pulled down, where it's going, who has it. Because, you know, I'm fortunate. I put it this way. I'm fortunate I can go out and make a living as an artist singing, playing shows. You know, I've been very, very fortunate there. But there are people who make a living as writers who don't go out and tour, and that's their living. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're downloading, it's a lot. It's millions of dollars worth of of free downloads, basically. And we offered, like, for instance, we offered free downloads on Faith in You, the first single. We were doing that, intentionally did that. But maybe one of these days, as I said, they will find a way to police this and know a little more about where it's going, who's downloading what.
Yeah, because that way there's so much stuff out there that people are just grabbing and you don't get anything out of it.
Well, and my understanding and things I have read anyway, you know, there's stuff on there that, let's face it, nobody needs to download, nobody needs to see, especially anybody under the age of 20 years old.
Is still the best way to get to people to go on tour? Is that what you will be doing this summer?
Probably the best way at this point in time. That's a good question. That's a great question. Touring probably is the best way to promote the fact that you are still out there, still recording, still touring. In other words, you're still visible to the public constantly. You're being advertised to come in and play the show, and then the new single, the new album being talked about, new songs are being played on a nightly basis when you're performing. So ultimately, yeah, it's the best advertisement you're going to do, I guess.
The grassroots effort, if you will.
Well, yeah, the grassroots effort is certainly something that they refer to as at this day and time and have for several years, that being going to smaller markets and smaller radio stations and starting there and building on that base.
Country music legend Randy Travis in San Francisco this week. His new single is Faith in You from an album coming out this summer. I'm Don Sanchez, ABC7's arts and entertainment reporter.
Thank you for downloading the Entertainment Insider podcast. Look for a new podcast every Friday.